And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the Guides. And our topic this week is, you have a purpose here. Many of you go through life wondering, am I doing my life? Am I doing the right thing, the best things? You know you have a human life and it has been given to you by God at your spirit's request to learn, to grow, to evolve, to become your true integrity, the wholeness of your being and who you are, designed by God. You have a purpose here, now. It does not matter what it looks like, dear ones, whether you are president of a nation or a community citizen, a pastor, a good person, a good worker, someone who smiles at a passing stranger. Your gifts are infinite. Many of you work and work to get to the purpose of your life. What is my purpose? What is my mission? And it is like a drumbeat, and you keep asking, looking for a billboard sign that tells you, or an aha moment where the clouds part in the heavens and the angels sing to you. This is not a good plan for you to look to those ideas and stories that the purpose and meaning of your life and mission for your lifetime now is somewhere outside of you and you are grasping for it to come to you. Come home to the center of your being. This is where the God that beats your heart and your spirit reside within you. It is not a physical within you, but the presence and resonance of God, love, truth, wisdom, and your spirit are there. In this quiet place of sovereignty. And ask God, who am I designed by you? What qualities and characteristics did you especially bring forward in my design? How can I best express you in this lifetime? And how may I serve you and serve my spirit? Be still and quiet and listen. The answer will be quite simple and comforting. The format, dear ones, of your life and your job and your family unit and how many are in your family and the characters within the family and the community and the nation, these are all like plays on a stage that are there for you to observe and to learn about yourself. Your purpose is not to change the world. It is to bring yourself up to the highest resonance and essence of who you are in this lifetime, given the context of your life. You have had many lifetimes before and will after this one. So be with this lifetime. Be in it wholeheartedly. Love it. Embrace it with gratitude. And always ask, what can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? How can I love more from this? The truth is, your supreme purpose on earth is to love more and more. This is unconditional love, not romantic love. Unconditional love flowing through you. To you, that is where it starts, dear ones. Unconditional love for yourself. And then it simply spills over out into life, into the earth realm, and blesses all. This is God's intention for its creation. You are a beloved aspect of God's creation. If you will be with this idea of your purpose, the fact that you are here, God manifested, is all you need to know. You are here. You are enough because you are here. Stay in alignment with God. Good. Ask, listen, and follow. Love unconditionally. Your specific purpose each moment will unfold as you hold true to these truths and this position for you in God's light. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.